the sort of uses where we're going to find these things. So these calculator batteries, these are all lithium-ion batteries. In the new hybrid cars, those guys have got lithium-ion batteries sitting behind them. In your phone, there's a lithium-ion battery. So this is the dead standard technology these days when you want a lightweight battery with a high charge density. In aerospace, they use a lot of very light alloys. So in this case, lithium is bundled in with magnesium and aluminium to make a nice light thing that you can build a spacecraft out of. Sodium, not common in Australia at the moment, but depends on what the government does. It's a common moderator in nuclear reactors for trapping neutrons. So you want to control the release of neutrons to the outside world, and so sodium's a nice thing to use for that task. The problem is it's liquid sodium, and if something goes wrong and it reacts with water, you've got a rather large problem on your hands. So there are other choices. The famous one, Chernobyl, they use graphite as a moderator there. But the disadvantage with graphite, clearly, with that power station, was when the graphite catches on fire, you've got a big fire as well. So all of these moderators have got issues. Sodium is useful in that it drops down to sodium plus, releasing an electron. That electron then can be used in metallurgy to make other much more expensive metals. So in this case, zirconium, titanium, so I work with the dentistry people a bit. Titanium is often used in teeth. How do you make titanium cheaply? Well, you can actually use sodium, which is a really cheap element, then to make titanium metal, taking titanium in an ore and turning it into titanium metal. The firemen, if they're in an environment where they need oxygen readily, and they don't want to take a great big heavy steel tank full of oxygen, they can take a breathing pack which contains solid potassium oxide. That potassium oxide then reacts with your expired breath and releases oxygen. So it's a very lightweight source of oxygen. Radiotherapy, this particular radionuclide of cesium then releases radiation with the appropriate penetration depth to be used in radiotherapy. The alkaline earths, beryllium, again, used in high-tech alloys. Magnesium, used in mag wheels for cars. Calcium, lead-acid batteries are what all of our cars are running on. Those lead-acid batteries, then if you want to decrease the breakdown of the electrolyte fluid, then you add calcium into the lead. And that means that your batteries don't cause the electrolysis of water, forming hydrogen and oxygen. The strontium then are used in the electronics industry to grab oxygen. In the electronic industry, you're using super pure silicon, and what you don't want is inadvertent reaction with the atmosphere. So strontium's been used as a scavenger